要愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone。
今天晚上从诗篇32篇我们一起来学习赦罪的喜乐。
Tonight from Psalm 32, we shall learn about the joy of forgiveness。
我们活在这个世界上，有很多的危机。
Living in this world, there are many crises.
我们现在正感受得到就是病毒的危机。
Currently, we're experiencing the crisis of the virus.
但是随着对病毒的认识增加，我们知道怎么来面对，所以死亡的人数也越来越少。
And the more we understand the virus, the more we know how to handle the virus, therefore the death rate is slowly decreasing.
但是在属灵上最大的危机是什么？
Spiritually, what is the greatest crisis?
最大的危机就是罪。
The greatest crisis is sin.
罪是一种属灵的病毒。
And sin is a spiritual virus.
而且罪的死亡率非常高。
And the fatality rate of sin is very high.
因为圣经说死是从罪来的。
The Bible says that death comes from sin.
罪是死的原因。
And sin is the reason for death.
所以我们活在这个罪的病毒之中，这是最大的危机。
Therefore, living amidst this virus of sin is our greatest crisis.
但是圣经提供我们一个解决罪的方法。
But the Bible provides us a solution to this problem of sin.
我们先看诗篇的32篇。
So let's turn to Psalm 32.
诗篇的32篇。
Psalm 32.
32篇的第一节跟第二节。
Psalm 32 verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. 2. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
在这个世界上罪常常是借着一个法律的程序来认定。
So in this world, usually we defined sin through the laws of the world.
但是这个第一节跟第二节讲到罪是因为在神面前我们有罪。
But verses 1 and 2 tells us that a sin here is a sin that is before God.
因此在世界上的罪我们可以靠着法律的一些安排来解决。
So the sins that we commit in the world, we can solve it through legal means.
但是在神面前的罪，我们只有依靠神所提供的方法才能够解决。
But our sins before God, the only solution or method is to come before God to solve it.
所以这个第一节跟第二节讲能够赦免其过遮盖其罪，这个人是有福的。
So verse 1 says, Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
什么是神给我们最大的恩典？
So what is the greatest grace that God has given us?
有时候我们听到很多人在见证病得医治，困难解决，车祸大难不死，这个都是恩典。
这些都是什么？
大难不死。
So we hear of testimonies of people of being healed, problems solved, saved from a great calamity. All these are God's grace.
但是神给我们最大的恩典就是第一节讲罪过得赦免得遮盖其罪。
But the greatest grace from God is for our transgression to be forgiven and our sins covered.
其实在罗马书里面在讲到因信称义，就是引用这一段圣经。
So in the book of Romans, when it talks about justification by faith, it actually quotes this verse.
我们看罗马书的第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
啊，罗马书的第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4. Romans 4 verse 4. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt.
第五节。
Verse 5. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
好，第六节。
Verse 6. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works.
第七节。
7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
第八节。
Verse 8. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin.
在罗马书的开始就提到人都有罪。
The book of Romans began by saying that all men have sinned.
这个罪从故意不认识神开始。
And this sin starts by not knowing God on purpose.
那一旦人的心中没有神就变成什么都可以做。
So as soon as a person do not have God in their hearts, then they are free to do anything.
所以神就任凭人你要做什么就做什么。
So therefore, God just let men go and let them do whatever they want.
所以看起来人活在地上很自由。
So it may seem that human beings living in the world are very free.
因为神任凭人你要做什么就做什么。
Because God had God had given them up so they can do whatever they want.
这个英文 given up 就是放弃了。
So in English, it means God had just given up on them.
所以在人看起来我的生活没有问题。
So in the eyes of men, my life seemed to be okay.
但是在神看起来，我们的生活问题很大。
But in the eyes, from the perspective of God, our lives are very problematic.
因为我们的生活违背神的话。
Because our lives have gone against the word of God.
这个就是罪。
And this is sin.
那这个罪要怎么解决？
So how then shall we solve this problem of sin?
因此在第四章里面说，做工得工价，这不算恩典啊，那是该得的。
So therefore, in verse 4, it says that to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt.
这个做工就是表示我们有努力付出代价结果我们得到一个报偿这个不是恩典。
So if we worked hard and we get our wages, it's our just wage, therefore this is not grace.
如果我们没有做工但是公司到时候还发一张支票给我们这个叫做恩典。
So if we do not work, but our company still issues us a check, then this is called a grace.
世界上有这样的公司吗？大概没有吧。
So in this world, is there such kind of company? Of course not.
那在这段圣经里面，这个工代表什么？
So in this passage, what does work here refer to?
工也可以讲人是靠着自己的行为要守律法来称义。
So the work here can refer to someone who tries to rely on his own works in order to be justified.
那这样就不算恩典了。
So this is not counted as grace.
但是人不可能，因为人有罪性不可能完全照圣经的话来做。
But because man has sinned, therefore it's impossible for man to completely keep the commandments of the Bible.
说律法是好的，你看十诫有哪一条不好？
So the law is good. Look at the Ten Commandments. Which one is not good?
有哪一个人因为遵守十诫，生活发生很多问题？
Is there anyone who kept the Ten Commandments and their lives are faced with lots of problems?
所以诫命本身是好的。
So therefore, the commandments itself is good.
但是因为人做不到。
But because humans cannot keep it,
所以在诫命之下，我们都是罪人。
Therefore, under the law, we're all sinners.
那现在怎么办呢？
So now what can we do?
现在就有恩典来到。
Therefore now grace has come.
也就是不看我们的行为。
In other words, which is not looking at our works.
不管行为怎样。
regardless of our works,
啊，我们可以因信称义。
We all can be justified by faith.
啊，也就是我相信耶稣是我的救主。
In other words, I believe that the Lord Jesus is my Savior.
啊，我相信耶稣为我的罪死在十字架上。
I believe that the Lord Jesus has died on the cross for my sins.
我相信主耶稣的宝血可以洁净我的罪。
I believe that the blood of the Lord Jesus can cleanse my sins.
就凭着这个信心接受洗礼，我们就被称作义人。
So based on this faith, we receive water baptism, then we are deemed as a righteous person.
啊，这个就是恩典。
And this is what we call as grace.
本来我们有罪，神不算我们的罪，赦免我们的罪，这是恩典。
So originally we have sinned, but God do not count our sins and forgave our sins. This is grace.
啊，那得到赦罪的恩典，我们跟神又重新恢复父子的关系。
And after we receive the grace of forgiveness, then once again we restore our relationship of father and child with God.
好像亚当还没有犯罪以前，他跟神是父子的关系。
Just like Adam, before he sinned, his relationship with God is that of a father and son.
那是非常尊贵的。
And it is a very honorable relationship.
哦，那亚当住在伊甸园里面，得到神丰盛的祝福。
When Adam lived in the Garden of Eden, he received a great blessings from God.
啊，所以我们罪得赦免，重新恢复进到神的国度里面。
So when our sins are forgiven, once again we're restored into the kingdom of God.
啊，享受神的同在，享受神的恩典，这是极大的福气。
We can enjoy the abundance and the grace of God. This is indeed a great grace and blessing.
啊，所以回到诗篇的32篇啊，开始就在讲啊，有一个福气非常宝贵，就是罪啊得蒙赦罪啊，罪得蒙遮盖，这样是有福气的。
So in Psalm 32, it talks about the greatest blessing, which is to have our transgression forgiven.
啊，这是在我们信仰的开始。所得到的福气。
And this is the grace that we receive when we first believe.
啊，但是因为我们人啊都有罪性，还没有完全之前，有时候常常会犯罪。
But as humans, because we have our sinful nature, so we tend sin repeatedly.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们是大罪不犯，小罪不断。
So very often we do not commit great sins, but we keep repeating the minor sins.
啊，因此我们看啊，有一个淫妇被抓来，在主耶稣面前，大家问主耶稣要怎么办。
There is an incident when an adulterous woman was brought before the Lord Jesus, and everyone asked him what should be done.
啊，这个是一个很难解决的问题啊。
And this is a very difficult situation to resolve.
但是主耶稣说，谁没有罪的啊，你可以用石头打他。
But the Lord Jesus said, whichever of you who do not have sin can cast the first stone.
哎，那主耶稣就跪在那里，用石头在地上画着。
Then the Lord Jesus stopped and tapped a writing with on the ground.
哎，等一下，全部的人都跑光了。
And after some time, everyone left one by one.
而且是从老的先走。
And it started with the elderly first.
啊，为什么跑光了？
Why did they all leave?
啊，谁没有罪可以丢他？大家想想，我没有罪吗？哦，就走了。
So whoever has no sin can cast the first stone. So everyone reflect, do I have sin? Then they left.
啊，所以啊，这个实际发生的事情啊，也告诉我们，我们常常是小罪不断的。
So from this real life story, we learn that we often commit the minor sins repeatedly.
啊，那受洗以后啊，我们常常犯了这个小的罪，要怎么办？
So after baptism, if we continue to commit these minor sins, then what can we do?
啊，我们现在回来看诗篇的三十二篇。
So now let's come back to Psalm 32.
啊，诗篇三十二篇的第三节跟第四节。
Psalm 32 verses 3 and 4, verse 3. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
这个第三节就讲我闭口不认罪。
So verse 3 says, when I kept silent and did not confess my sins.
我们想想看, 我从受洗到现在, 我有几次真的在神面前承认我的罪, 悔改我的罪。
So now let's reflect upon from the day we were baptized until now, how many times have we confessed and repented of our sins before God?
其实有时候, 我们真的是很少认罪。
And in reality, it's not very often that we confess and repent of our sins.
有一次我到一个教会去领会。
One time, I visited a church to lead the service there.
就听到那个女的祷告是有一个姐妹很大声祷告，主啊，赦免我的罪。
And I heard a sister was praying loudly, saying, "Lord, please forgive my sins."
其实那是一个很热心的姐妹。And
that sister was a very zealous sister.
她这样的祷告真的感动了我。And
her prayer really touched me.
这个世代竟有人在神面前求神赦他的罪。
So even in this day and age, there is someone who actually asked the Lord to forgive her sins.
那这个是大卫本身的体验。
And this is David's personal experience.
当然在诗篇51篇, 大卫提到他犯严重的罪。
Of course, in Psalm 51, David also admitted that he committed a grave sin.
那如果我们没有在神面前, 承认我的过犯, 求神赦免, 会发生什么事情?
And if we do not confess our sins before God and ask for His forgiveness, then what would happen?
这个第三节说, 因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。
Verse 3 says, my bones grew old.
哀哼。
And through my groaning all the day long.
这个心里面哦, 有一股, groan, 就是有一个 很负面的感觉哦，在里面折磨我。
So this groaning, this negative feeling keeps tormenting us within.
哦，其实哦，没有人知道我们犯罪哦。当我们犯了罪，甚至我们也不知道自己犯罪，但是那个罪在我们里面哦，就让我们良心在折磨我们。
So in reality, no one actually knows that we have sinned. But it's actually our conscience within just kept rebuking us.
所以有时候我们常常想啊，我们信耶稣应该很喜乐，为什么我没有喜乐？
So sometimes let's think about this. After believing in the Lord, we should have joy. But why is it that I lack this joy?
我也常常祷告，我也常常聚会，我也常常读圣经。
I pray, I read the Bible, and I often attend services.
有可能是我们里面 有那个罪，但是我没有好好的把它悔改，求神赦免。
And perhaps it could be the sin within us that we have not properly confessed and repented before God.
所以这个罪在里面折磨我们，就失去了平安跟喜乐。
Therefore, the sin within us torments us so that we lose the peace and joy within us.
那甚至接下去说骨头枯干。
And the verse went on to say that my bones grew old.
也就是说我们里面那一个人好像已经开始生病了。
In other words, this inward man, inward person inside is already losing life.
外面这个人看起来很好啊，但是里面那一个人啊，已经骨头枯干了，已经生病了。
So this outward person may look fine, but the inner person, the bones, is already sick.
因为罪本身就是病啊。Because
sin itself is an illness.
那我们先来看第四节。Now
let's read verse 4. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
这个第四节讲黑夜，就是晚上了，我们睡觉的时候，还是白天。 所以给我们的影响啊，不只是白天，晚上也一样。
So here says that day and night. Night is when we're resting. So the influence of sin is 24 hours.
那你的手在我身上沉重。
And your hand was heavy upon me.
圣经里面提到神的手也有正面的体验，但是这里是负面的。
So whenever the Bible talks about God's hand, it's always a positive experience, but here it's a negative one.
尼希米要重建圣殿。
When Nehemiah wanted to rebuild the temple,
他悲伤哭泣几天。
He was sorrowful and he cried for a few days.
就有一次看不见神的手帮助他。有一次看不见神的手在帮助他。
And there was this invisible hand that was helping him.
所以所做的事情虽然困难很多，就一直顺利。
And although the task ahead of him was very difficult, but everything went on smoothly.
所以如果有神施恩的手在我们身上，这太好了。
So if there is this graceful hand of God to support us, this is very wonderful.
但是这个第四节讲神的手在我身上是很沉重的。
But verse 4 here says that God's hand on me was heavy.
这个沉重也可以表示造成我心里的很大的重量压力。
So heavy means it's a great weight and pressure on us.
罪是一种债。
A sin is a form of debt.
所以祷告文里说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Therefore, the Lord's Prayer says, "Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors."
那犯了罪就是欠债。
So when we have committed sin, we owed a debt.
你想想看如果你买一个很好的房子，但是欠很多的债，那压力真的很重。
So imagine you own a very nice house, but you owe a great debt. So it must have given you a great pressure and stress.
但是如果我们犯罪了，在神面前。亏欠神的荣耀，这个压力是很大的。
But if we sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God, then this is a great debt that we owe.
我们看三十八篇，诗篇的三十八篇。
Please turn to Psalm 38.
诗篇的三十八篇。
Psalm 38.
第一节。
Verse 1. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure.
第二节。
Verse 2. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down.
这个第二节讲，你的箭射入我的身，你的手压住我。所以这个神的手压住了大卫。
So here says that your arrows pierce me deeply and your hand presses me down. Therefore, the hand of God was presses down on David.
那这神的手代表什么?
And what does the hand of God here represent?
第一节不要在怒中责备我,不要在烈怒中惩罚我,代表神的责备,神的生气。
So if you look at verse 1, this hand of God represents the rebuke and the wrath of God.
所以如果罪没有解决神的手在我们身上变成我们良心极大的压力，一个重担。
So if we do not solve the problem of sin in our lives, then the hand of God will be a form of pressure and burden in us.
那我们看第三节。
Now let's read verse 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin.
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.For my iniquities have gone over my head, like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me.
这个讲我的罪孽高过我的头，好像重担叫我担不起，所以罪是一种重担。
So verse 4, we see that sin is a form of burden.
所以主耶稣说劳苦担重担可以到我这里来，那个重担是什么？
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says that come to me, ye who are weary and heavy laden. So what is that burden?
那个重担有一个就是罪。
And a part of that burden is sin.
所以我们人在世界上没有办法脱离罪那个压力一直压在我们身上。所以我活着就不会有平安，不会喜乐。
So therefore, living in this world, we have no way to get ourselves out of this burden of sin. Therefore, we have no peace and no joy.
那第三节
Let's read verse 3.
你的恼怒我的肉无以完全，我因我的我罪过，骨头也不得安宁，就是里面得不到安宁。
In verse 3, we see that there is no soundness in my flesh, means that or health in my bones means that within us we have no peace.
所以没有一个人生病会故意假装我没有病。
There's no one who is ill and would pretend that he is not ill.
哦, 我们只是不知道生病, 如果生病, 我们一定会找办法去医他。
And it's just because we, it's merely because we don't know that we're sick, because if we're sick, we naturally will seek for treatment.
哦, 因此我们常常祷告, 哦, 常常圣灵会感动我们, 我们常常听神的话, 神的话会光照我们, 让我们对自己的罪看得越来越清楚。
So we will pray often, and the Holy Spirit will move us, and the Word of God will keep shining in our hearts so that we can see our sins clearer and clearer.
啊, 那下一步怎么办?
Then what is the next step?
啊, 要在神面前认罪, 求神把它拿掉。
So the next step is to confess our sins and repent and ask the Lord to remove them.
啊, 所以我们看32篇的第四节。
Now let's continue to read Psalm 32, verse 4.
32篇第四节下半句啊，我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
Okay, 32 verse 4, the latter half of it, my vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
这个精力啊，英文翻作 vitality， 好像在夏天呢，干旱都没有了。
So in the drought of summer, we lose our vitality.
所以有时候你看啊，年轻人跟年老的差在哪里？
So let's see what is the difference between the young and the elderly.
哦, 年轻人啊, 很有精力。
And the young are full of vitality.
哦, 但年纪大, 这个精力就比较少。
And as we age, then our vitality reduces.
哦, 但是有的人啊, 啊, 虽然年纪很轻,
but some people, although they are very young,
哦, 但是在属灵上, 没有那个 vitality, 没有那个精力在里面。
But spiritually, they lack this vitality.
啊, 信仰好像非常软弱。
And their faith seemed to be very weak.
啊, 那有时候一听起祷告, 那个祷告好像, 哇, 那个圣灵好像快要断气一样。
And when we hear them pray, their Holy Spirit seemed to be just gasping for air.
啊, 圣灵是大, 好像洪水, 大水的声音啊, 很有力量。
So the Holy Spirit should be like the roaring of the waters. It's very powerful.
那被圣灵充满应该是很有精力。And
when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we should be full of vitality.
那为什么我们现在变得这么软弱呢?
And power, but why is it that we're so weak now?
很可能是因为没有认罪。And
one possible reason could be that we do not confess our sins.
这个罪没有拿掉, 所以我们的精力就好像干旱全部都没有了。
So if we do not remove our sins, then our vitality will turn into the drought of summer.
所以第三节、第四节在讲, 闭口不认罪, 哇, 这样的体验真的是不好啊。
So verses 3 and 4, it talks about keeping silent and not confessing our sins, so this is not good.
所以到第五节,
now we read, we come to verse 5.
诗篇32篇第五节,
Psalm 32 verse 5. Verse 5, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
所以到第五节啊, 我要向你, 我要在神面前来陈明我的罪, 不隐瞒我的罪恶。
So in verse 5, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden.
我要向神承认我的过犯。
I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
那你就赦免我的罪。
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
所以我们的罪哦，有时候是很私人的。
Sometimes our sins can be very personal.
我们不需要像其他的宗教一样，啊，你向神父告诫，神父帮你祷告，你罪得赦免，不是这样的。
So we're not like other religious groups whereby you confess to the father or the priest and that for him to forgive you. We don't have to do that.
我们现在可以直接来到神面前。Now
we can directly go to God.
那在神面前哦, 不要羞耻。And
before God, let us not be ashamed.
你犯什么罪就跟他讲。Or
be embarrassed. Whatever sins you have committed, just tell him.
有没有看过色情网站?
Have you visited pornographic sites?
如果有,
if you have,
你要告诉神,
then tell God.
因为这就是罪。
Because this is sin.
所以最隐秘的地方,
so the most secret places
就是我们的心,
is our hearts.
在神面前没有什么可以掩盖,
So before God, there's nothing that we can cover up or hide.
但是那个罪在里面，你要怎么解决？
But sin lives inside. So how can you solve it?
神愿赦免我们的罪。
God is willing to forgive our sins.
但是条件是我们要承认自己的罪。
But the prerequisite or the condition is that we need first to confess our sins.
所以我们保留罪是这么多的缺点，承认自己的罪，恩典是这么大，所以为什么我们？ 不愿意天天来神面前求神赦免呢?
So therefore, if we continue in our sin or keep our sins, then it is not a good thing. And if we confess our sins, then we will receive great blessings from the Lord. So why don't we do that every day and receive the grace of forgiveness?
我们先看第六节跟第七节。
Now let's read verses 6 and 7. Verse 6. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely, in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. 7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance.
这个第六节讲，虔诚人要趁着可寻找的时候来祷告你。
So verse 6 says, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found.
所以这个告诉我们有一个时候。
So this tells us that there is a period of time.
所以在我们能够求神赦免的时候，要把握机会在神面前求神赦免。
Therefore, when the there is the opportunity for us to confess and repent before God. Let us grasp hold of the opportunity.
那到大水泛溢的时候，便不能到他那里。
In a flood of surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him.
有时候这个时间过了，我们要求赦免之恩呢，就失去了。
Sometimes when the grace period passes or expires. Then we lose this opportunity.
那第七节就在讲，那我们求神赦免之后，对我们会有什么影响？
Then verse 7 then tells us that after we ask for God's forgiveness, then what is the effect on us?
你是我藏身之处。
You are my hiding place.
我们可以隐藏在神的里面。
We can hide inside God.
那当然，神也可以充满在我们里面。
And of course, God can fill within us.
所以藏在神里面，神充满在我们里面，这跟神的关系就非常亲密。So
if we hide ourselves in God and God abides in us, then our relationship with God is very close.
所以我们愿意不愿意跟神很亲密呢？
So are we willing to be very close to God?
那个亲密不是表面的。
And this closeness with God is not something superficial.
那个亲密是里面的最深处。
And this closeness is goes deep inside our deeper self.
神住在我里面，我藏在神里面。
So God lives in me, and I hide in God.
那如果这样，你 必要保佑我脱离苦难。
And if we do so, then you shall preserve me from trouble.
以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。
You shall surround me with songs of deliverance.
我们就开始会有喜乐。
Then we will begin to experience joy.
所以有时候我们到底跟神这个关系有多亲密？
So let's ask ourselves, how close are we actually with God?
神是一个灵啊。
A God is a spirit.
如果神是一个人，我们就很容易去感受。
If God were a human, then it's very easy for us to experience him.
那神是一个灵，我怎么知道跟神有多亲密？
But since God is a spirit, how do I know how close I am to God?
我们就想，你想想天国有什么滋味？
Then let's just think, what is heaven like?
天国是完全的喜乐。
Heaven is a place full of complete joy.
但那里没有忧伤，没有眼泪。
And there are no sorrow or tears in heaven.
所以神同在的地方都是喜乐的。
And the place where God abides is full of joy.
所以你看到保罗在监牢里面充满着喜乐。
let's look at Paul. When he was in the prison, he was full of joy.
这个就代表他跟神的关系非常亲密。
So this means that his relationship with God is very close.
所以如果我们跟神非常亲密，我们的生活一定很喜乐。
So therefore, if we have a close relationship with God, then our lives will be very joyful.
在患难中也有喜乐。
And even in tribulation, we will experience joy.
但是要达到那个程度要每天对付我们自己的罪。
But to reach to that level, we have every day to face and fix the, our sins.
赦罪有平安，赦罪有喜乐。
And with forgiveness, we will have peace. With forgiveness of sins, we will have joy.
那怎么样让我们逐渐不会去犯罪呢？
Then how can we gradually stop sinning?
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye.
这个地方讲，我要教导你，指示你当行的路。我要定睛在你身上，劝诫你。我们需要神的教导、劝诫，我们就不容易犯罪。
So we need the instruction and the guidance of God in order not to sin that easily.
但是有时候我们人在很顺利的时候，我们的心呢，就离开了神，感受不到神的带领，神的劝诫。
But as humans, when our lives are very smooth, tend to stray afar from God, so we cannot experience the instruction and the guidance of God.
所以我们看大卫写出这么奇妙的诗篇，安慰这么多人。
So we see that David wrote such wonderful psalms that were able to comfort so many people.
因为他是在苦难中专心心信靠神。
It was because when he was in deep trouble, he only focused and relied on God.
但是等他当了王。
But after he became king,
圣经说他睡午觉睡到太阳下山了。
The Bible wrote that he slept until the sun set.
然后在屋顶上看到一个女人在沐浴。
And on the rooftop, he saw a woman bathing.
从那个时候开始他就一步一步进到罪里面。
And from that time on, he gradually, step by step, entered into sin.
为什么？因为他在顺利的时候，他跟神的关系越来越疏远。
Why? It's because when times are smooth, his relationship with God became more and more distant.
所以我们要常常亲近神，那神的感动、神的指教，我也常常很清楚。
So therefore, we have to constantly draw near to God so that the instructions and the guidance of God, we can be more sensitive to them.
好，我们看第九节。
Now let's read verse 9. Verse 9. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you.
好，我们看那个牛跟马。
So let's look at the horse or the mule.
牛跟马都有一个特性。
So the horse and the mule, they have a special characteristic.
这个鼻子要穿一个洞。
And their nose, they need to have a hole.
那主人要用根绳子把它绑住。
And the owner has to use a rope to or thread to tie them.
那为什么这样
？Why?
因为如果他不听主人的时候，一拉鼻子很痛，他就会听。
It's because if they refuse to obey the master, they pull on the nose and they felt pain, then they will obey.
如果每一只牛跟马，主人叫他向左就向左，向右就向右，就不需要绑那个绳子。
So if every horse and mule were very obedient, then the owner does not need to harness them with bit and bridle.
所以这里讲不要像无知的驴跟马。
So here tells us not to be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding.
所以如果我们想到罪所带给我们这样的后果，我们自己常常提醒不要去犯罪，那就不会活在痛苦里面了。
So if we keep reminding us the consequence of sin and not to sin, then we will not fall into the pain of sin.
所以我们需要常常用我们的智慧来思想罪带给我们的结果，因此走在罪的前面，不要掉到里面去。
So therefore, let's ask for wisdom to know the consequence of sin so that we can walk ahead of sin and not fall into the pit of sin.
所以第十节, 恶人要多受苦楚。
So verse 10 says, many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
唯有依靠神的有慈爱来四面围绕他。
But he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him.
那恶人多受苦楚, 难道神真的要叫他受苦吗?
So many sorrows shall be to the wicked. So does it mean that the wicked really have to suffer?
因为他行了很多不义。
It's because the wicked have done many evil things.
那个苦就从他的不义来的。
Or many unrighteous things. So this wickedness, this suffering comes, the sorrows comes from his unrighteousness.
但是如果依靠神, 我们常常行神喜悦的, 远离罪, 那神就要用, 慈爱, 四面包着我们。
But if we rely on God and flee from sin, then God would encompass us with his grace and love.
十一节,
Verse 11.
一人应当靠神欢喜快乐, 心里正直的人都应当欢呼。
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous.
因此我们常常在神面前求神赦免。
Therefore, we should often come before God and ask for his forgiveness.
警戒我们自己不要进到罪里面。
And to remind ourselves not to fall into sin.
那每一天跟神很亲密, 我们都活得很欢喜快乐。
And every day, have a close relationship with God, then every day we will have peace and joy.
这个叫在地如天啊。
And this is as if we are living where it's like heaven on earth.
这是神应许给我们的福分。
And this is the promise that God had, this is the promise, the blessing that God had given us.
我们去追求, 我们就可以体验。
And if we pursue this, then we can experience it.
我们要唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.